Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
BoxingBuzz.com.
All the guys want. I want what Mayweather got. I want what Mayweather got. You didn't bust your ass like Mayweather. I was trying to fight every fight. I sacrificed a lot.
Dollar D. Vinyasi Production.
To get to where I got to.
What do you bring to the table?
Let's get this on. Let's do it.
Where's like this? It's the yellow area. Wait.
All right, that's it. Hold on. Bernard, everybody calm down.
Man, you know how these bitches is in this court. Total disrespect. Kid has no class, no style at all. I sacrificed a lot.
BoxingBuzz.com.
Get to where I got to.
BoxingBuzz.com. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. We're back. Hashtag TBV Podcast. Another spontaneous edition show. Some more breaking news. Oscar De La Hoya comes out and tells Deontay Wilder, hey, hit me up if you want to get this real money. So we're going to dive into this topic. We're going to, you know, we're going to give it some time. We're going to give it some importance. We're actually going to live in this hypothetical world and see what options Oscar could offer Wilder, and hypothetically, could he make him into a pay-per-view star the way that he is alleging? So this is what we'll be discussing around here. The number to call in if you want to partake in this discussion is 1-425-569-5241. You can also hit us up on Skype by just adding Nestor Gibbs. We must be friends, so send a friend request if we aren't friends, and we'll add you to the conversation. I'm going to head on out to my co-host, the Hipster Hunter in the Golden State.
Dollar D. Vinyasi Production.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Johnson. How you feel about it?
Fuck that. Conor McGregor.
BoxingBuzz.com.
You know me, Larry. From a wicked entrance, from a flip over the rock, into a knockout. When the main thing is, I just help the guy. I wish.
BoxingBuzz.com.
Hipster here, haters beware. And I don't know what I think about this yet, to be quite honest, from a personal level. You know, like you said, you know, let's live in this fantasy world. Let's talk about it. Let's debate it. Can Oscar turn Wilder into a pay-per-view star? Can he make him that real money now, as he likes to say? You know, I don't know. I would love to hear the arguments out there. I'd love to hear the counter arguments out there. Let's chop it up. Let's debate it. Let's go. Or not, Ness, you know.
I mean, I guess the first argument would be he has track record. He has a track record of A, being a pay-per-view star, creating a pay-per-view star, and handling a few pay-per-view stars, maybe. Has anyone on the Golden Boy stable that you can remember done pay-per-view outside of Canelo?
No. Also, Al Heyman checks all those boxes except for being a pay-per-view star. Or being a pay-per-view star at one point decades ago. Yes.
That is true. Al Heyman is responsible for Floyd Mayweather.
And he's responsible for the biggest pay-per-views of all time as well. Oscar has not. Now, I mean, we, on a personal level, Ness, when you hear Oscar in a press conference hyping up a fight, do you get hyped? Because I don't. Like, I was at the Triple G Canelo press conference. I felt like he was the worst part of it.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe, you know, he says all the right things, but to me, I don't get hyped. I don't think he's that great a promoter. I think he was given a natural star in Canelo. Has never proven to be able to promote anyone else to pay-per-view stardom. You know, I don't know if we can even live in this fantasy world. You know, there's only Canelo. And I think Canelo was really built up by that Mayweather fight. Yes, he was built up in Mexico with his other promotional company as well. He was on Azteca TV, I believe, for a long period of time before he went to Golden Boy, before he went to HBO and Showtime and such. So I don't know if Oscar is this great promoter who can build pay-per-view stars. Is that proven?
I mean, if you're telling me there has been none outside of Canelo, well, we have to say it is proven because he has Canelo. We can't just simply, you know, not give him credit.
Yeah, but Canelo got the Mayweather fight. That's the golden ticket. Plus, he had another promoter for a long period of his time coming up through the ranks.
Yeah, but no one knew the other promoter. And
in terms of...
And Golden Boy had Canelo very early, very, very early. You could go as far back as Love More and the Do on Canelo's record to see how long they've been dealing. Look, the argument, what about the argument that if he was with Oscar, he would still be fighting on HBO, which has more boxing subscribers and thus can make him a more recognized star?
Or fought on Fox. Deontay's fought on Fox and NBC. Like, he's fought on bigger networks than
HBO. That's been a long time ago, though, Matt. I mean, his most memorable fights have been on premium Showtime.
Agreed. But just being able to go on a bigger network doesn't automatically equal stardom. That's not necessarily true. Does it help? Yes. But...
yeah, but being on a bigger network, being on a network that's synonymous with boxing and being a heavyweight could equal stardom.
True, but you don't think he can get that outside of HBO?
Like, well, I mean, listen, even Floyd says that these fighters need a mouthpiece. Is that... excuse me?
I'm not denying that, or that Deontay might need a better promoter. I'm not denying that. What I'm questioning is Oscar that guy? I don't know about that.
Is Oscar that guy? I mean, name a more synonymous promoter with boxing not named Oscar.
I would say Bob Arum is more synonymous with boxing, but I wouldn't say that's the best one.
And look, let's be clear. That's only the, you know, one other who has been in the game forever. I mean, I think Oscar's doing well for himself.
On a personal level, on an honest level, I think Bob Arum is no longer that great of a promoter. I think Oscar is no longer that great of a promoter. I think the only true great promoter in the game right now is Eddie Hearn. And that will never happen.
Eddie Hearn.
I mean, just being honest. And I mean, our AP Rob has said it, you know, behind the scenes that Sky Sports, whatever, they have been promoting Wilder a ton. And they have. You know, that's not mean their guy. Imagine if that was their guy, the amount of push that he would receive. Because there's a reason Oscar is talking about him on Twitter. People know the commodity that is Deontay Wilder.
Everybody understands what an American heavyweight is and what sort of commodity it can be.
With that power,
you know, is what it can be. But I just don't know if Oscar can do any better necessarily. I mean, Oscar's good with Latino fighters. You know, he did well for Mares. He did well for Leo. But he had Deontay. Why is he acting like he didn't promote Deontay probably like his first 20-something fights maybe or more?
For a while. That's true.
You know, and look, I believe him when he says, call me if you want to make real money. I mean, Canelo's making real money. Canelo's the closest thing to AJ money.
Well, you know, he's getting 20-plus mil fight. I mean, it came out in court documents with the whole PBC lawsuit that Canelo made $26 million for the Amir Khan fight once pay-per-view was added and sponsorships and such. So,
yeah, how do you spend that type of money? I know Floyd's figured it out.
Anyone out there, you can please give us that money and we can try.
I know Floyd's figured it out how to do it, but I'm just saying. Wow. I just don't know. I don't know what it is Oscar can do. But from the chat, we got J-Dog saying, best promoters in the game now are the Boxing Boys, Boxing Ego, Dante's Boxing, Boxing Nation, social media, hashtag new media.
Good point.
That is true, because we're doing more than them at this point. I think they got smart and realized that, you know, all of us will promote the fight for them, which is, you know, okay, in a sense, if they gave us more access, I would say. Listen, if you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to hit that thumbs up button. It helps with the visibility of the show, and obviously it allows us to grow. We're looking for your thoughts on how Oscar can make Deontay a pay-per-view star, was his words, and get this real money, Matt. Matt, I think I've run out of ideas. I really don't know how Oscar can do it. He has no track record for building an African-American star, even though a caller can call in here and technically say that Oscar has also promoted Floyd Mayweather fights, didn't he? Wasn't he Floyd's lead? He was Floyd's lead promoter until Floyd finally got his own license.
No, it was Top Rank. I mean, he bought his contract out from Bob Arum.
No.
Yes, he bought his contract out from Bob Arum.
Fickle rookie fan after that, family.
After that. No. He was mayor of the promotions after that. He may have co-promoted with Oscar, but he definitely had his own promotional company after that.
No, yeah, I think you need
to leave. He didn't leave Bob to go to Oscar. That did not happen.
No, he wasn't officially with Oscar. He was with Oscar the way that Luis Ortiz was with Eddie Hearn.
No, because he had his own promotional company at that point.
Oh, my God. Yo, believe me when I tell you this. Just research it. We don't got to go back.
I believe me.
All right, so research it. Prove me wrong. Send me a link.
You can research it. You're the one making the claim.
No, you're the producer. Okay, good. Ah, there you go. Let's open up these phone lines. We're going to go out to our sponsors, and then we'll go to the phone lines. You know, the number 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 time. You can add Nesta Gibbs on Skype. And, yeah.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
Let's see if Jay will. Huh?
I said Ness with the hot mic.
Oh, I was hot, so everybody knows she's about to serve dinner.
Yes.
All right, well, there she goes. She's about to serve dinner because she's always asking me questions while I'm on the show. That's what she does best. She loves it.
Before you go to anyone, we do have a ringer.
Do we? Who's that?
Your Canadian Bob Arum.
Oh, we don't have a soundbite for him, so.
Oh, that's sad.
Boys, first of all, Matt, you are incorrect because the relationship Mayweather had was kind of like the way Cotto had Cotto Promotions with Bob Arum and with Golden Boy, right? Same type of thing. Just had his own promotion and name, but really Golden Boy was his promoter, right? So that's the first thing. Second of all, my problem with Oscar is, like, with anything, man, like anybody that's in a situation, Oscar, is he's got to be truthful first and at least be honest and say, you know what, Deontay, I had you, but when I had you, I was a fuck up. I was an addict, and that's why I lost you. I've changed. I've seen the light. I'm different. I want to welcome you back into the stable. Like, that's what Oscar's got to realize. He lost everything because he was a fuck up, man, plain and simple. So if he wants to regain people, he's got to earn the trust of people, man. And seeing some of the things he does and just the way he conducts himself, I wouldn't want to go with Oscar, man. Like, I just think he's going overboard and he's got problems, man. That guy's just fucked up right now. So that's my take on it. And I think Deontay's going to get there slow and steady. And you know what? I can't wait to see it, man. That's my take, boys. Bomb squad.
Jose, thanks for calling. We're going out to Ohio. Jay Will.
You know, like I know. You should lie low. killer. I used to get it in Ohio.
Before we go to J. Will, sorry, you and Jose are correct.
I know that.
I know. I just want to let the fans know. Sorry, gosh, relax.
J. Will.
Sore winner.
J. Will is busy at work. We're going to Jay in Orlando.
Oh, fellas. Hey, Matt, not to beat a dead horse, but Richard Schaefer gave like a very profile, like a very detailed interview last year. I won't say the other company's name because it's another podcast, but he did an interview last year where he detailed exactly how the deals were with Floyd Mayweather.
And Jay.
Pretty much they mirrored those deals with PBC.
Jay, can you send me a link? Can you send me a link to that via text?
Yeah, I'll send you a link. I'll send you a link.
Thank you.
Definitely. Because they basically mirrored those same deals. That's how PBC became a little Al Heyman and all those fires. That's how the SI came about. They pretty much mirrored those same deals. When it comes to Oscar taking over now, I have a couple questions. Basically, all right, so we all agree pretty much that Bomb Squad, Deontay Wilder's biggest fight today is Luis Ortiz, correct?
Correctamundo.
All right, so who would be his biggest fight if he was signed to Golden Boy? I can't name a Golden Boy heavyweight out there. I can't think of one. Luis Ortiz left Golden Boy and went.
Yeah, but that's the thing, though.
Across the pond.
Yeah. But hold on. You think Luis would have left if Golden Boy would have had Deontay? And you think Golden Boy won't sign heavyweights if they had Deontay? Like, they're not in the business. That's why, look, you see Golden Boy signing numerous 160-pounders. Because they're in that business. You see,
Top Rank just signed that guy from 125. Right. I'm saying, like, all right, so he made this statement before, like, his previous fight when he fought Bermain, after he fought Bermain or whatever, right? He made the same statement. I'm saying, all right, and let's say if he left in a trigger-tilly world, let's say if he left and went over there after he fought Bermain, right? You go from there, you don't, that pretty much takes you away because right now AJ is signed to Showtime. Luis Ortiz.
AJ's last fight, my friend. Listen. AJ got the last fight with Joseph Parker. And I don't know, but I've been whispering around here plenty of times that it feels like AJ's going to HBO now that Eddie Hearn has a working relationship.
It felt that way before, though. You don't remember when you were down in DC and you were at the James DeGale and Bobby Jack when they followed separate cards? It felt that way before. You can't trust Eddie. If Eddie tells you to go left.
No. It felt that way. No. Wait a minute. It felt that way because we thought that was going to be the announcement. He announced that AJ signed a Showtime.
Yeah.
He could have easily announced AJ signing HBO.
My only other point is outside of Canelo, he's never promoted a pay-per-view fight. He's never self-made a pay-per-view fighter. So
Marquez, he was always Marquez's promoter versus Pacquiao. And he promoted Marquez versus Baby Bull. And probably Marquez. No, I think Marquez already was with Top Rank when he did I think he was already with Top Rank when he did the Bradley pay-per-view. But definitely the Baby Bull pay-per-view and the Pacquiao pay-per-views.
He was definitely already with Bob when he did the Bradley pay-per-view.
Yeah, the Bradley, but not the Pacquiao's and the Baby Bull.
I guess that's just not enticing. I mean, I'd rather go with the guy that created the Mr. Pay Per View.
I hear you, but your time is up, Jay. I'm gonna get to some other calls. We're going out to King. In New Jersey. Talk to us.
The king is what I mean. My man, get a cup and put some change inside your hand. Now hold up. Let's make this official. Everybody, let's agree that.
Yeah, I'm gonna be objective on this one, man. I don't think Oscar can make Deontay any more of a star. I already gave y'all the recipe how Deontay can become. I mean, he's doing pretty good on his own after this shit with Ortiz. But if he was going to become a star, a pay-per-view star, I told you the road is you know, with AJ and all of that. But he also got to get in the ring with Ovin St. Preux. That's the fight that's going to take him out of here. But what I wanted to say about just being objective about it is that Richard Schaefer hasn't really done much without Oscar De La Hoya, and De La Hoya ain't really done shit without Richard Schaefer. So I know we used to beat up on Oscar a little bit. I know I did. But, you know, if I'm being really, really fair, they really haven't done shit without each other. So I mean, Oscar is really not in a position. What's up?
How can you say that Wilder beating up a borderline top 10 light heavyweight from the UFC is going to send him over to the edge to stardom?
I can't punch. I ain't Uzkatagi, so I ain't going to punch after the bell, Matt. But only you and I know that, right? But it's a name. It's a big heavyweight name. We can't put him in there with Alistair Overeem. We got to put him in there against a reasonable name where he has a chance. It's not going to be John Jones. It's not going to be Daniel Cormier. Give him a name, just a name, and be like, oh, shit, that guy.
Hmm.
They're both from the South. OSP played football in Tennessee, right? Wilder's from Alabama. That's a big fight in that area. Trust me.
In that area. To put someone over, I
mean, you. On pay-per-view, because then you talk about it's a cross promotion at that point. Shit, put him in there against Rampage Jackson.
I like that more.
Okay, but you see my point. To get the pay-per-view, if we're talking about selling Wilder for people that's going to buy the fight, put him in there against a Rampage. A Tito Ortiz even, just because he got a mouth on him, right? But like Rampage or OSP, that's why I figured. For pay-per-view, if we're talking pay-per-view.
All right. Thank you, Amin.
All right. Well, let's move on to D in Atlanta. D, what's your thoughts? Oscar De La Hoya says he can make Deontay Wilder a pay-per-view star and get him some real money.
I don't think so, man. I mean, I was trying to think of all of the comments that you made, and I think, you're one of the gods of this game. Not trying to blow smoke at you, but you are. And I just don't see it. I mean, I know he's signed with Lula. I mean, what is that, Lula Bella now? I guess he's doing the promotion with Uncle Al. But I just personally can't see what Oscar can do to elevate his career any further than it is now. Obviously, he doesn't have any heavyweights on his roster that I can know of. But I know that if Ortiz goes back, which I doubt, maybe he can get Deontay. But I don't think so. I just don't see it. I mean, I'm thinking Oscar, people don't believe him. He lies a lot. I just don't have no credence in his belief. You know, you take Canelo from Golden Boy. What do you have? Not much. That's all I got to say, Ness. I just want to hear your thoughts, bro.
All right, brother. Well, D has a point, Matt. Remember when all the paperwork came out on the Golden Boy company and their finances? Canelo was like 90-something% of their business. So
I remember it was a non-fight.
Yeah, repeat all that with your jerk-off system.
It's not my system. It's the YouTube system. Shout out to YouTube.
It's always going to be your system because I never do it. So it's
because you're the home system. Of course, it's not going to happen on your end. But anyways, digressing. Okay. I forgot what I was even saying. Oh, I remember now. Golden Boy was actually running for a loss, a monetary financial loss, until the Amir Khan Canelo fight. And that put him back into, is it the black? I'm not a financial whiz, but whatever that term is, black or red. I think it's black.
It would be the black because red sounds bad.
I believe so. That put them over to where they were making money again in that year. And they only made money that year because of that fight.
That's right. So we're going to head on out to Donald in Richmond, California.
What's up, y'all? I don't think I can believe Oscar when he's saying that. To me, it sounds like Oscar really wants to say, damn, Deontay, I had you. and I fucked up and I lost you, and look at you, you're the champion now, you just beat Ortiz. I mean, it's very easy for someone to jump on the bandwagon, and we have it all the time. Like, when the 49ers are winning, everybody likes the 49ers. When Golden State is winning, everybody likes Golden State, but when they're losing, who likes them? Who's representing them then? And that's kind of like the same scenario. It's like, you know, it's easy for you to take him now as the champion and say you can do this and that for him because of what you feel like you want to do, but we know he doesn't really have the reputation of promoting a black fighter really good like that. And like we all keep saying, he doesn't have any heavyweight. And, I mean, I don't know. I'm looking at the situation as if you look at three top promoters, Oscar would probably be at the bottom. So I don't know. What can he do? I mean, how much more money can he get Wilder than what he's getting? He doesn't have anyone that he can say, okay, if you come here and you sign with me, I can get you this fight. You know, I mean, say something to make it feel like you can really do it. I don't hear him saying, if you come here, I can get you the AJ fight right away. I mean, that would probably entice him to want to come to you if you can have facts that would tell him that you can get him the AJ fight. But we all know he can't do that. So, I mean, I think Oscar's just talking out of the side of his neck because he kind of cut his losses with Wilder, you know?
Well, all right, Donald, thank you for calling in. And Matt, what if Oscar says, yo, come sign with me, I can get you Brock Lesnar?
Sure.
How old is Brock? How old is he?
Brock Lesnar's probably making a UFC comeback, by the way.
My God. But he's not 40?
No, he's in his 30s, I believe.
Oh, shit. So, I mean, it's possible. Majid in Orlando.
Hey, what's up? Yeah, man. I just was thinking that if Deontay Wilder, if he went over to Golden Boy, that the only possible way he could get some more exposure is if he fight on an undercard of Canelo or some shit, you know? So I think if anything, he should just get his own little promotional company, because I seen some shit earlier where Eddie Hearns was acting like, you know, if Deontay wanted to come talk to him or whatever, since he don't got a promoter, the fight could be made easy. So, I mean, I think Eddie Hearns and Joshua going to HBO, with HBO showing Joshua replays and shit, kind of seem obvious. You know, so, I mean, I don't even know what Deontay Wilder should do, but he got a lot more fans off of this fight Saturday night by himself. We had a house party over here, you know, and, he going to be famous, so, I mean, he might as well just get his own little promotional company or something and leave it at that, you know, see what the future brings him, but don't sign with nobody right now. That's all I got.
Majid, as always, thank you for calling in. We're going out to the home state of the Bronze Bomber. Ern Edward in Alabama, talk to us.
Hey, how y'all doing tonight? This topic to me, man, is a non-starter. The reality of the situation is no prime black fighter is going to sign with Golden Boy. We know how there's a reason they were treating Deontay Wilder that way. We've seen how they talk about black fighters with those emails. It's a waste of time to even talk about it. The PBC's business model, I think, is just trying to build the popularity of the sport. Pay-per-view, yeah, it makes more money, but that's why nobody watches boxing, because it got so relegated to just hardcores. So let's just stick with the plan. I don't think Wilder really cares about how much money he can make. He's more worried about, I mean, I heard him say something about the fans and things like that. He's more worried about the popularity of the sport. So let's stop talking about De La Hoya. You know, Canelo just popped. You know, Golden Boy's going down in flames. So let him fall, go down in flames. That's my call.
Yo, first of all, let me say, I don't play Showtime to see you all damn not even putting in a goddamn motherfucking effort. If I want to see two motherfuckers just fight, I pick up a fight with somebody in the street. Don't need that shit. You don't love that form, my dude? Just move along. Gone. Fuck you. Man, quite a great show. Thumbs up, donate.
Yo, what's happening, people? Going on with fucking Oscar. That nigga lying his ass off. He ain't got no bag. What bag he got? Canelo's money? Yo, listen. Oscar is deflecting, brother. Straight up deflecting. Talking about he got a bag. What bag is that? Hey, yo.
What up? Yo, why you always get nervous when people let you talk?
What do you mean?
Because every time we let you talk and we don't say nothing.
Man. You're on your low energy, man. Listen, I have you having a great day, bro. So just, I don't know, man. Wake up or something. Stop smoking that shit.
Low energy.
This nigga coming out with this story. Listen, this nigga coming out with this story about that he got a bag. All this suddenly.
What you mean? He got the bag.
The fucking vampire, Ness.
He got the bag. He got the bag. You know how many investors
he
got?
All vampires have bags.
I'm about to tell. Yo, you ask a question and you don't let me answer. You freaking yeller. So I was saying he got a bunch of investors after that Canelo Triple G rematch, baby. You know how many people throwing money at him right now? Everybody want to be down.
Listen, did he came out saying this? I only got one question. Did he came out saying this shit after?
After what?
Dude got popped.
No, he said it early. He said it last night. He said it late last night. He said it about 3 o'clock in the morning Eastern time.
I bet you that nigga got the inside. Somebody fucking told him that he was about to pronounce fucking guilty or some shit. Fuck that. I don't trust Oscar, bro. Fuck Oscar. Anyway, that's my call. Everybody up there, support, donate. I'm out here just like that.
Yo, the way he says Oscar sounds like he's saying Asgard. But I fuck Asgard.
Yo, man, just fuck the mafias, right, Georgie?
Let's go out to West Africa. Muhammad, what up, baby?
What up, what up? Listen, I don't know which part is Oscar trying to destabilize Al Heyman and the PBC, but forget about pay-per-view. I didn't see nobody in Golden Boy, you know, stable making $2 million a fight, $1.5 million, except for, of course, Canelo. So Oscar has nothing to offer Wilder. If Wilder has to sign with anybody, it should be Eddie Hearn because the money is over there. You got Tyson Fury, you got Joshua, you got Dillian White, which could be a fight after Fury. After Joshua. So Oscar is just talking. He did this with Earl Spence too. He has nothing to offer Wilder. That's my call.
Amit, thank you for staying on the line there. We're going to Chris in New York, 646. Chris, what's up, baby? I know you was at the fight. Oscar saying he could turn Bronze Bomber into a superstar pay-per-view star and give him the bag. Believe it?
Hell no, man. It's good, man. What's going on, man? First off, man, before Oscar talks about signing Deontay Wilder, let him worry about promoting Rashidi Ellis and Eddie Goldman first. Last I checked, they're both signed to Golden Boy, and Rashidi Ellis is very skilled, and God knows what's going on with him. Oscar can't promote shit, man. Now that Canelo got popped with drugs, I mean, Golden Boy's been on his last leg. And you know what, man? Oscar is just hanging up, man. Him and Bernard with the whole email scandal, it's over for Golden Boy. They have no other fighters. If Deontay Wilder even signed to Golden Boy, who is he going to fight? What heavyweights do they have on their stable? Even if Wilder can't secure the Joshua fight, Heyman could easily throw him in there with Amir Mansour, Travis Kaufman. He could fight the winner of Dillian White and Lucas Brown. I mean, there's so many options for Wilder on the PBC side, even though Dillian White is with Eddie Hearn. It would make no sense for Deontay Wilder to sign to Golden Boy Promotions. And on top of that, despite the popular belief, a lot of people know about the PBC. You know, I was talking to people all the time. Who are their twins that are always at the fight that come out to all, that are with all the fighters? And I'm like, those are the Watsons. They're the son of Sam Watson, and Sam Watson and Al Heyman run PBC. So PBC is getting out there, man. And if Wilder's promoter and they weren't doing their job, then Barclays Center wouldn't be selling out like the way it is. I mean, I don't see Golden Boy selling out any other stadiums besides when Canelo fights. I just want to know one profitable fight Golden Boy has had aside from the Canelo fight that he's had and the ones that Cotto recently had with Saddam Ali. And that fight didn't even sell out like that. And that was Cotto's last fucking fight. De La Hoya needs to hang it up. And that's all I got, man.
Chris, thank you as always for calling in. Just want to give out Oscar's actual words. He tweeted out, @BronzeBomber, congratulations on such a great accomplishment when everyone doubted you. Hit me up when you want to make real money and have someone who will promote you to be a pay-per-view star. We're going out to Class Inbound in Texas. Talk to us.
Yo, are we going to talk about Wild? About Wild, or are we going to talk about Canelo Triple G and the whole situation that just went down? It's blowing up my social media feed.
Well, you missed it, baby. We did that. I'm sorry.
Ness, you got to let me talk about it.
I mean, you could drop a comment in the episode we did a couple of minutes ago.
Sorry, Class Inbound.
All right, let me just talk about Wild for a second, I guess, man. Because I got a lot to say about that situation, but I'll talk about this. Could Wilder be successful with Golden Boy? Yeah. And people talking about Golden Boy failing, that's not true at all. They're not bankrupt. They're not begging for money. They've got young fighters. Now, what I do agree with what the last caller said is they need to focus. Instead of focusing on fighters that they want, they should focus on the fighters they already have. They've got Ryan Garcia. They could build that boy up to be a pay-per-view star. He could be something. They've got a ton of good fighters that they can build up them already. They don't need to go out and grab other fighters. They don't need Deontay Wilder. They're already doing, Oscar is many things, but I will say this. He does have a good young stable of fighters and up-and-comers, and, like, he can make those guys stars. He doesn't need someone else that can already have their own name, because Wilder, I feel like, is more of a name on his own than if he was through Golden Boy. I don't think any Golden Boy does anything for him. The Golden Boy's general is far from over. They'll be around for a real long time. Even with everything that's going on with Canelo, they'll still be here. So, yeah, man, that's my call.
Class Inbound, thank you as always. We're going to go to Paul in Dallas. Talk to us.
Hey, man. How are you guys doing?
All right.
I think we have to look at this in a different way. I want to point out 2 points. I think Wilder, first and foremost, is underpaid. So for a heavyweight champion, I think he needs to make more money. So what Oscar is doing, I think, works to Wilder's advantage. I'm not saying Wilder should leave PBC, no. I think Wilder should stay. But I think Wilder should renegotiate terms of his contract to get paid more. That's the only angle, really, I see here that will work for him. I don't believe Wilder has been marketed well so far, and I don't think he's been paid well so far. He might probably be a couple of fights away, maybe a unification will help, but I think he should be making more money right now. If the likes of Errol Spence can make $3 million and all that, and keep some, and I know they're in lower weight class, which is probably more competitive, I think Wallace should be making at least that. So whatever this outcry does, I think Wallace should leverage it to get more for a baseline for himself. I think that is key, but I don't think he should go to Oscar. Oscar is trying to come now when Wilder is now about to blow up, you know, which I think is downright stupid. But I think Wilder can use all of this to his advantage. The more competition for him, the more leverage he has. Thank you, guys.
Ness, before we go to the next caller, I just want to address something that people keep saying about what Wilder's getting paid. He needs to get paid more. He's the second highest earner in the heavyweight division behind Joshua. Joseph Parker made $1.3 million against Harry Fury, that UK money that everyone's talking about. Wilder's made more than that on several occasions with lesser opponents, and he also made more than that with Luis Ortiz. So the guy is still making good money, and if you want to make more money, he has to go fight a bigger star. There's only one guy in that division that's a bigger star with him than him that's making more money than him. That's AJ.
We're going out to
I won't deny it.
Dollar D Beyonce production.
Come with me. Hail Mary, run quick see. What do we have here now?
BoxingWiz.com.
Everybody fight that one. Be like the uno.
Dollar D Beyonce production.
What's up, guys? Hey, man, shout out to Dollar DiBiase, man. That beat, I love it. I love that intro still. Every time I hear it, anybody wants an intro, man, go to him, man. That way when you call in, you come in with an impact. Hey, guys, check this out. I'm a Wilder fan, okay? I'm a Wilder fan. But before the fight, I was asking a lot of casual fans, because I'm always promoting, and nobody knew who Wilder was. And a few of them actually asked me, oh, is that the champ, the heavyweight champion from Europe? They were talking about AJ. I couldn't believe it, man. And so with that, and then with Eddie Hearn saying stuff like, oh, Wilder seems like he's one guy just running around yelling out bomb squad to everybody. Sometimes it does seem like that. And so I started thinking, like, does Wilder need help? Because, you know, I want the best for him. I want him to blow up. I think America should support their heavyweight champion of the world. Not only that, the WBC heavyweight champion of the world, you know? But so I started thinking, well, damn, maybe he needs some help. Could De La Hoya help him? Then I don't know about De La Hoya and Golden Boy. Like you said, they have no stable or heavyweights. I just feel that he does need some help, though. Also, one more thing, like when I watched Wilder fight and I've seen so much things that could be improved, and I started wondering, does he have somebody there, whether it be a manager or you know, I don't know his camp. I'm just wondering, like, who's there telling him which direction to go? So these are thoughts that do go through my head. So when the subject pops up, I mean, his talent is unbelievable. I mean, we've seen it, his pure power, man. And this guy, the sky's the limit for this guy. You put him in the ring with Anthony Joshua, with Wilder's flaws, he still beats him today. So that's the fight I want to see, and I just want the best for Wilder, man. Bomb Squad, I'm out.
Alex, thank you for calling in, brother. And good call. Matt, final thoughts time. Oscar, I like what my listeners are saying. I like what the callers are saying. Oscar, stop worrying about other people's stable. Worry about your own. They're right. Ryan Garcia was making a lot of noise. He even had some little beef with Gervonta Davis. They could have spun that, used it. You know, Rashidi Ellis had a big knockout over Eddie Gomez. They could have capitalized on that. Joseph Diaz Jr., he's out there, an Olympian. He's one of the, he's like the only Olympian from that entire crop that hasn't done like anything big. I mean, Marcus Brown is more popular than Joseph Diaz Jr. in terms of accomplishments in the ring and who he's been in with in terms of veterans and things like that. Earl Spence won a title. Warren won a title. You know, Deontay won a title. Like, everybody from that crop. It's crazy. So, you know, Golden Boy needs to really pay attention to their own stable. Worry about that. And move forward from there. I'm your host, Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. You can catch Matt.
Well, I think that final thoughts before you can my social media and all that stuff. I think Golden Boy is grossly overstated in terms of what they are as a promotional company because they have Canelo. They have arguably the biggest star in the sport right now in their roster. So that beefs up a really lackluster roster, in my opinion, and stable. Golden Boy cards that feature guys other than Canelo on non-Canelo cards aren't usually that good. So I think Golden Boy's promotional ability and prowess is definitely overstated. And they definitely have lost a step since Richard Schaefer and that exodus of fighters. And they have not seemed to recover from that. I'm Matt Tipsonu. You can find me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter, Matt Hunter TBV on Instagram, MMA Podcast, Mixed Combat Radios on Patreon, SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, etc. And also patreon.com/TheBoxingVoice if you want tons and tons of extra content. Peace.
Do say.